Relax, listeners. It's your magic time. Let's get ready for Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
Did I do good, Mama?
Morbidly obese.
Cliff and Kendall.
And Charles Lindbergh is a woman?
Yep.
Matt.
Oh, Kendall, get that chicken out of this booth. Come on.
But Cliff, he's so cute.
No. Kendall, he's pecking my hand. Come on. Kendall, do not try. He's going to try to mate with you, making those noises. Kendall, you are scaring me and the chicken. Come on, I'm here. Mrs. Butterfield Burchard, will you take this chicken?
Oh, dear. Please give me the chicken, Kendall.
Loving your arms. Reminds me of when you first held our beautiful children.
Oh, dear.
Oh, you're such a wonderful mother. Oh, you're an incredible mother, inspiration to us all.
Don't get choked up, dear. We're in a barnyard talking about chickens, dear.
Will you get that chicken out of here?
Okay,
thank you.
Okay.
We'll see you later.
Okay.
All right, what's happening?
Cliff, don't be sock.
All right.
So our booth just, right. The leg fell off and we went sliding over to the side.
I've been asking Charles the contractor to fix that.
Now the whole thing's rocking.
It's rocking in the, when the booth is rocking.
Don't come a-knocking.
I knew
that wasn't the statement. Oh, Cliff, those are free. And some of the best things
the
in life are free.
The best things in life are free.
That is not one of them.
No. What's not?
One of those belches.
Oh, sorry.
But
it's been so long since the belch that to refer back to it without saying
ten
it
whole seconds
was
ago.
So confusing.
Cliff, last week, you know, we're coming to you from Belgium.
Yeah, well, we're still in Belgium.
I mean,
we were in the...
I didn't say we weren't.
All right, listen, you open the show. I'm going to sit over here. I've got to pick some chicken feathers out of my hair.
All right, well, I was just saying, we were in Belgium last week in Brussels, and now we're in the countryside of Belgium enjoying some of the wonderful scenery out here and the rolling hills and the beautiful barnyards, which is where we're staying for the night. And we're doing our show right here in the barnyard.
You know, Mr. Schnabaum is trying to save money. He tried to pick up some coins from the fountain, the mannequin piss fountain last week. Didn't get enough to pay for the motel tonight.
Turns out there was too many types of currency people thrown in there to convert it.
A lot of, you know, pull-top tabs from cans.
Well, that was from Charles.
Oh, yeah. And that was the urine also.
And the urine.
But anyway, they, you know, Mr. Snodbottom and Mrs. Potter Butter Buttercharn, they made a friend at one of the rest stops last night, and they offered us shelter in their barn.
And we weren't going to turn down.
And we were like, okay.
All right, fine.
All right, fine.
Saving money left and right.
Uh-huh.
Cliff, we did go by the Choco Story Chocolate Museum.
Yeah.
On the way over here. It was wonderful. And I've eaten so much chocolate. On top of Belgian waffles. I have not stopped eating Belgian waffles since last week. I feel like I've turned into a flat, fat Belgian waffle. Not a flat one.
Not a flat one. A very fat one. Well, you know, you're about out of those waffles. You have a little... You're running out in that bag
over
there.
Don't look at the waffles, Cliff. You're not getting one of these.
Listen, I ran out last night. I haven't had a waffle in about 6 hours.
Ooh. Lego my go, Cliff.
Lego my ego. Oh, Kendall.
Oh, here in the barnyard, Cliff.
We're in a barnyard, as it's been established.
Looks like a barnyard.
But this is a show, not about a barnyard.
No.
That's just where we happen to be. Barnyard in Belgium? It just a normal thing?
Don't be silly.
This is a show about how the best things in life are free.
And they are, aren't they?
Aren't they?
Yes.
They are. Well, what's something that's free that just makes your life wonderful, Cliff?
Oh, pillow fight.
I'm so glad that the first thing you mentioned was pillow fight.
Free, everybody.
Free. Not a penny spent. Unless you go one of those boutique pillow fighting hotel.
Oh, and if you're doing that, that's a whole nother thing.
That's a whole nother thing.
But you've got to get your shots before you go there.
One of the things that's free that I love, that I just love, is hugs. Hugs are still free.
Still free. Hug while you can.
Not take that away from me.
Hey, come in here, big guy.
It'll be $4.
Why is this whole show about prostitution that is not free?
Cliff, you know, loved ones and friends are free. What? They are. I'm. Stay with me.
Listeners. This is the show. This is it.
But you know what?
I love it.
I was going to say friends were free, but you can see how much it cost me to say that.
No, I was going to say I can't wait to hear where this goes.
Oh, you didn't ruin it.
Listen, no, I'm going
to... I was going to say great friends like you are worth every dollar in the world, and they're free.
Friendship, it's a perfect blendship.
And I was going to give you this waffle, but then you went and...
No, I was just kidding. This is a joke show. Mm-hmm. These are jokes. The listeners...
Watch this joke. I'm going to eat this waffle right in front of me.
I thought you were going to fart in my face. You've been over weird. Kendall, I was going to say listeners love the roast-like atmosphere of this show.
I know they do. Well, I'm just keeping it real, Cliff.
If every minute of the show was us hugging, it would be a different kind of show.
It'd be a boring show.
But imagine, what if that was a show? Imagine the love.
I can't imagine it. I tried to for a minute, but I couldn't.
It was just my imagination once again.
What's something else that's free that you love?
Running away with me.
Your songs are free.
They are. Sing a song.
Can't pay you to stop those.
Yeah. No, you can't. No, you can't. Last week, oh my gosh, I know that passersby were thinking, is that Buble in that booth? Is that Buble in the booth again?
Buble's fat cousin.
Well, I'm thinking they probably thought that like the glass of the booth warped my image.
Ralph Buble.
It's like Ralph Crampton back from the dead.
Well, a good nap. Good night's sleep. Isn't that a wonderful thing that's still free?
It's still free today.
Cash not the that room you stay in, but the sleep itself.
Now, speaking of that, I'm glad you said that.
Yeah.
What? It wasn't but a few years ago, I was talking to this sage at the Food and More, right?
Sage, yes.
I was at the Food and More talking to a sage, and she was saying to me, she said, you know, when you really think about it, we're all, and this is going to sound bad, we're all slaves, and this is coming from a person who believes that the United States should pay slave reparations, mm-hmm. Okay? For real. And so, but anyway, she said, we're all slaves, and I inquired further. I said, how?
Explain, please.
I didn't just go along immediately, guys.
Good on you.
I inquired further, and I said, how is that now? And she said, well, because where can you go that you don't have to pay something? Where you can't go to the countryside... in America, at least, and you'd say, here's where I'm going to pitch my tent.
Well, not, I mean, you can, but you'll get arrested.
You can't, because that's public property, it's private property, it's this, it's that. You can't just say, I'm going to plot right here, grow some corn on one side, rye on the other, I'm going to get my water from a stream, and live a Walden kind of life. You can't do it.
Can't do it.
That's the end of that story.
And that's the end of that story.
Because then the person in front of me at the line got their stuff checked out, and I had bought my pizzas and left.
And you're like, well, I must get going. I got to go cook these pizzas.
Well, you know, certain things make you do things like that. But anyway, that's just a story.
That's just a story.
Just something that happened.
Well,
Cliff, can't change it.
Thank you for sharing that wonderful story.
Back.
This show is still free, luckily, because nobody's paying for that shit.
Nobody will pay. People have been...
Ooh. Oh, dear. Oh, ooh, my dear. I was listening to that wonderful story. It was a wonderful story, Cliff.
Oh, what story is that, sweetheart? I don't recall any stories.
Oh, dear. You were busy talking to the chicken, dear.
No. You know, I've named him Marvin.
Oh, that's nice, dear. You know, we're not keeping the chicken.
He's got a beautiful plume, dear.
Oh, that's wonderful, dear.
Well, now, what? Those horses over there look like they'd be a fun ride.
Oh, dear.
Damn, I had a quarter for every time someone told me. You know, when I was younger, dear, I rode a many a horse, and I am very excited. I'm going to go try out taking a ride on that horse, dear. Isn't it a beautiful steed?
I think it's good. Now, are there any saddles? You're going bareback?
Dear, I do not need a saddle, dear.
No.
I learned many years. There's no need for a saddle, dear. I learned how to ride.
Oh, you should see her ride. Oh, it's a Bushelltown Country Club.
It's a
sight to see. Oh, it's like seeing Annie Oakley saddle up and face the horizon. Oh, it swells the bosom bows.
Wow, that's wonderful. I just can see you riding off in the sunset right now.
I can see. Now, which of those horses are you going to ride?
Well, dear, I'm going to go over and pet them and find out which one is the most gentle, of course.
All right, one of them.
It's not proper etiquette just to jump on one without finding that out first.
I guess not. You want to check their etiquette.
Yes.
All right, well, we wish you good ride and...
good ride to you as well, sir.
I love how they say that.
Wish you a good ride?
Yeah, in horse riding circles.
Do they really?
Yeah.
Oh, I have no idea. I'm not in that circle.
Well, look at us. We knew.
Oh, look at Marvin the chicken, dear. Oh, he's really bonding with Funky.
Oh, dear, that's wonderful. I will need some help getting up on this horse, dear. Come along.
Right here.
Oh, she's going to go for a little ride. It's going to be exciting. I don't even know what to say after that. Cliff, you know, something else that's free is love and memories.
And memories.
Don't you agree?
But some memories, oh, what a toll.
Well, I guess
what
you're right.
What a toll.
You can still think about them. Oh, look, there she goes. She's getting up on the horse.
There she goes.
Oh, first try didn't work quite right. Oh, there she goes. She's up on the horse.
Oh, why is that horse? Its tail's all flapping. Oh, it's rare. It's raring up.
Whoa. Oh, my gosh. Oh, there she... Oh, I said I could see her right away in the sunset. There she goes.
Oh, no. Well, we'll have to... Oh, my gosh.
Is she okay?
I don't know. We're going to have to see what caused that.
All right, Cliff. Well, maybe she'll come back later in the show. We're going to do some hot subjects, and we need her for that. So.
Yeah.
But
maybe she'll come back.
But we should get to a segment because we're 20 minutes in.
Let's look before we do a segment. There's a pile of mail over here.
Mail. Oh God.
These are letters from Bushelltown.
Letters from Bushelltown. Oh, I love letters from Bushelltown. Let me have one. Give me a letter.
Give me a letter.
Oh, here, I'm going to read one.
Give me that letter.
Sorry, I just jumped right in. I got very excited.
I know, it's okay. I'm still trying to open mine over here.
Well, this is like pages long. Oh, these are photos.
Uh-oh.
Bushelltown, look how beautiful it is this time of year. Dear KBSH, what the hell is this show I have to listen to every Sunday morning at 4 a.m.? This is not a nice letter.
Maybe it's what the hell. I love it. It's so great.
What the hell? It's great. Well, let's see. Let's see where this goes.
Uh-huh.
Just when I'm getting into the groove on my tractor, this comes on.
No.
Now, I can't afford a fancy shuffle pod, so I have to listen to what comes over the airwaves, and since this is the only station that comes through on my radio, it's not something that makes me happy.
That's another rave for Cliff and Kendall. Here we go.
Here we go.
Oh, look, this one says, Dear Cliff and Kendall.
Oh.
It says, the calla lilies are in bloom again in Bushelltown.
Oh, I love it.
And my hay fever is acting up. Please cut down those damn calla lilies behind your studio annex, as I've asked you to do so many times before.
Damn. What's all this hate mail?
I don't know. I didn't think this is hate mail o'clock. That's signed Harvey Snoodle, the assistant manager of that beef boy right behind our studio.
Oh, it just smells like beef all the time.
Boom.
Let me find a better letter.
Better letter. No, this is the show.
It is. Stay tuned.
This is more.
Dear Cliff and Kendall. Oh, here's a Dear Cliff and Kendall. This is your good friend, Bertram L. Rimey, the poet laureate from Bushelltown. There have been a great deal of grammar issues with today's youth, especially here in Bushelltown, and I just wanted to write your show to say bravo for the great use of grammar.
Bravo.
Well, Cliff, that is.
Oh.
Another rave.
It's like...
The raver.
Motherfucker. We got poet laureates listening. Come on. All right. This one says, Dear Cliff, the time has come to fight another injustice. The Bushelltown Council is considering paving over the Bushelltown dump to allow for more parking beside the Jesus Christ is Master megachurch.
What? Where are we going to put the trash?
I don't know. As you know, the Bushelltown dump is the oldest landmark in Bushelltown, dating back to 1843, yada, yada, yada. The dump should be a registered historical landmark, yada, yada, yada. Please sign... this petition, and it's on the Bushelltown Injustice Challengers. Well, I'm going to sign that.
Well, they can't do that. You know, if they pave over it one of those days, those tires, they just work their way up and pop up and hit you in the ass.
Oh, here's another one, Kendall. Last one here. Dear Cliff, you've won. Out of all library volunteers, your name was drawn from a box to win a, oh my God, Kendall, 4-day, 5-night, all expense paid trip for two to Las Vegas. You'll meet Celine Dion, Siegfried, and possibly Roy, and dine out with Mr. Vegas himself, Wayne Newton. Oh, my God.
How am I going to tell the two of you apart? Because you're taking me, obviously, right?
Donka Shane, I'm calling Donka Shane, etc. Donka Shane.
I know Siegfried, you know.
Do you?
Yes.
Well, you can say hello.
We go way back.
Do you know Roy?
No.
Okay, well, he may or may not
He doesn't
be there.
Come around as much anymore.
He might not even be there. Oh, shit. Trip must be redeemed by April 30th, 2017.
What?
God.
When was this postmark?
Damn it!
These letters, they take so long to get to us in Europe from America.
We have got to work this out. I gotta take a break. I'm angry.
I do, too. I was wondering where we were, what we were doing.
I was, too. I lost my whole train of thought. I gotta go.
Hey, you've made it this far. It'd be a shame to give up now. Stay tuned for more Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
Electricity can help you do so many of the things you like to do, but you should always use it safely. Never play with wires inside or outside. And if you write in, I'll send you this comic book full of ways to use electricity safely. You can color it yourself. Send your name and address to me.
We now return to your magic time. Cliff and Kendall are back.
Welcome back.
Oh, Sugar Lump, are you okay after that?
Oh, dear, I'm quite all right.
Terrible running with that horse.
Yeah, I told you I've ridden horses my entire life, dear.
I think that, you know, you did well for when it just galloped off like that. Now, why did it gallop off like that? Why did it got spooked?
Dear, it's not polite to say on the air, dear, but my husband, Mr. Snodbottom, as you know, has a proclivity for some bowel issues, dear, and it spooked the horse.
I'm so sorry, my sweet. I can't believe I had such an alarming bowel attack. I was just so alarmed, and my bowels had just become alarmed.
Oh, dear, no.
The sight of you on the horse, so far above.
Dear, no harm, no foul. Like that foul over there.
I thought you were using a sports metaphor I didn't understand, but then I knew you were talking about the chickens.
Dear, it reminded me of this book I'm reading. I felt like the main character. It's all about a gambling addict, dear, and a horse race, dear. Wonderful book.
The jockeys, is that where we picked up their saying where they say, good ride.
No, yes, dear, yes.
That's it.
That's it.
Because we got it from the book club.
Oh, it's a wonderful book at the book club.
It was
dear.
A book club selection.
It's a quick read.
A quick read.
Well,
I read it quickly.
Good. Show off. It took me 4 months to even get through the first chapter.
And that, did you make it through the whole first chapter? That's good.
Well, I skipped a few pages or
of course,
chapters.
Of course.
So, Cliff, it's time for some hot subjects.
This, I can't believe the way we've... Is it because we're in a barn?
Why? What?
That the show's just devolved into madness.
This is not this devolved is a... anything. This is how it started, Cliff.
There you go. Touche.
Another touche. A lot of touche. A lot of touche and flying through the air in Belgium.
Well, Cliff, I got a hot subject.
This is hot subjects.
I
I got a hot one for
all
you.
All right.
It's hot.
Don't say anything too controversial about
it. Mr. Snodbottom, this is a hot subject, and I told you before, this is what we're here to do.
Ooh. Ooh.
Fucking hot. All right. Cliff, Mrs. Potter Butter Buttercher, Mrs. Snodbottom. Joseph Fine has recently been cast to play Michael Jackson on a television drama. Now, some may say it's very controversial for someone to be playing someone of another race.
Some may say, what do you think? Already been canceled and it's not going to happen.
It's not.
Kendall,
cancel this hot subject right now.
Who do you trust, you or the one who does the media minutes?
Well, I guess
keeps you up to date on all the snubs.
I'll have to trust you, Cliff. I guess I'll have to trust you.
But hey, this is like when you watch Unsolved Mysteries and at the end it says update. I'm just doing the Robert Stack update.
Right.
Update that's already been canceled.
But Kendall, that would have been a wonderful hot subject.
Oh, oh, oh.
Well, thank you, Mrs. Bottom. And I don't know what to tell you, Mr. Bottom. That sounded a little snarky.
Oh, I'm simply stunned. Why would anyone make a movie about Michael Jackson's songs so loud?
We're not doing that one. Let's move on.
Well, all right, you have hot subjects, so do I.
All right.
You thought that was hot. Well,
turn it up.
I hope you're
wearing the heat up.
I hope we're all wearing something flame retardant.
Oh, not too hot. You're not too hot.
Oh, boy. Watch out there, boy.
Listen, Bill O'Reilly.
Oh, dear goodness. No. No, dear. No, absolutely not.
Oh, no. Don't talk about anyone being ousted. I don't know what it means, but it sounds, highly controversial.
I would like to say this has been a long time coming.
Long time coming. He got ousted, as we said. But then they're giving him $25 million. But that's just the contract.
Is that all you have to do these days is, like, just... Be terrible to women
be
and
horrible
get $25 million.
Your whole life.
Yes.
Be a horrible, horrible person.
I guess I'm not doing this right.
Maybe that's why. Maybe it's a comment on us, on our character.
It is, dear.
How good we are our show is so unpopular.
Because the best things in life are free,
they
dear.
Are
as
free.
One so elegantly put in the beginning of the show,
in
dear.
In the title, in the captions.
And no one needs to be rude and be paid millions of dollars. The best money you can receive is for being a wonderful person, dear.
Oh, I love to see a fight for what's right, dear. So attractive on you, girl.
Oh, dear, I'm just saying what comes to me, dear.
Well, it's a high time.
Right.
I wish it had happened 39 years ago, or whenever he started.
Yeah.
The day after that.
Well, thank God. It finally happened.
Thank God.
All right, everyone.
That was hot.
Told you. Next hot subject. Told quite as hot. But, you know, Ryan Seacrest is now going to join Live with Kelly. Because he's attempting to take over the world as the next Regis Philbin.
To be the most boring, whitest hour on television.
Amen.
Who
cares? I think he's a wonderful boy.
Oh, I know you love him. He reminds you of that bizarre, shiny nephew you have.
Dear, I don't know what to talk about.
Your nephew Herman.
Oh, Herman, dear. Herman's not shiny, dear. He's got a sweat problem, dear, but he's a wonderful
it's
boy.
It's glandular, isn't it? He's the one who came to that thing that Kendall threw.
It was a magic show.
Is that what you were doing? Listen, back to this hot subject.
Yeah, let's not get too far off topic.
How boring can you get, Ryan Seacrest? Yawn, yawn,
yawn.
Give him a chance, dear. I'll take a look and watch the show, dear.
You tell him, girl.
I'm glad you guys are teaming up on this.
All right, well, next hot subject.
Next, here we go.
I hope you're ready for this one.
Uh-oh.
You didn't think
I may have to sit down, dear.
You didn't think I'd go there with Bill O'Reilly. Well, guess where I'm going next.
Oh, no, dear.
Here it comes.
Don't say it.
Here it comes.
Cliff, careful.
Well, you better watch out.
You better not pout.
No. Now, my phone. It keeps popping up saying storage almost full. I remember you told me 5 minutes ago. Is my phone trying to drive me crazy? Is it something because we're in Europe? What's going on? Are we just living in a bleak dystopian future here?
Dear, I told you not to take those 12-hour videos, dear, that just eat up all the space on your phone.
I thought it would be fun to look back at the scenery as our, you know, the bus went by in Europe.
And you just can't do that without the space for it.
What? My phone. I guess I'll do whatever damn hell I want to.
Not when you run out of space.
Damn it.
Getting hot in here.
Oh, boy. I don't know what you're talking about. Storage almost full. Dear, is he referring to the storage closet
dear,
back in the studio?
It's okay, dear. We know you still use a landline, dear.
Oh, of course. How else can you be sure of its security?
Well, I don't know, Cliff. This has really gotten me hot, and I don't know if I can take anymore.
I don't know if I can recover. I do have a couple more hot subjects, though. Uh-oh. Just listen, I think it's a test of our wills.
Okay, dear.
To see if we can do this. All right.
Oh, my bowels are becoming alarmed.
Say what you're doing. Stop on Cliff.
I'm fearful of what you're going to bring up, boy. Nothing too controversial. Not in Belgium.
No, dear, not in front of the livestock.
Well, listen. Goldie Hawn. She finally got a star on the old Walk of Fame.
Back how in lovely,
Hollywood,
dear.
Our old stomping grounds. And what's hot subject about it, what makes the subject hot, rather,
I was like,
is...
Who doesn't like Goldie Hawn?
What took so long? What took so long?
Oh, dear, I quite agree with that, dear.
What took so long?
She's a treasure, dear. What took so long to get a Walk of Fame star?
Makes me sick.
Even Ryan Seacrest has a Walk of Fame star.
Gross.
Well, not gross, dear. He's a lovely young man.
Gross. But... And finally, last hot subject.
Finally.
All right, guys, I gotta go here. What's up with this? Man's inhumanity to man. Doesn't anybody care?
No, dear, I'm out, dear. I'm leaving. That's it. I can't take it
anymore. Don't we care about life?
Oh, boy. I don't know what you're referring to, but my bowels simply can't take one more word.
Come along, dear. We'll go out here and talk about lovely things like chickens, dear.
Yes, crockpot me with the chicken and give me some paper towels.
Okey-dokey. All right, sorry. I thought I would go there. But
humanity is not somewhere to go, Cliff.
Don't go there. This is like, it's like don't go there, but not. Only the listeners, before they downloaded the show,
they
thought to themselves, don't go there.
Nobody was gone.
Don't Nobody's go came. There. What is it with Kendall?
What is it with that guy?
He's such a fat guy. Why doesn't he stop eating? I wish it were that simple.
But years of therapy. Years
what
of therapy.
What is
and no one's
it
been
with Kendall? Our whole Skype session with Dr. Blathers last night, our co-host co-therapy session, he was trying to Skype us. His phone was in the drawer. All I saw was the stapler.
I was going
to
say, I wouldn't call it a Skype session. It was like...
Well, it was jerking to you.
All right.
I thought maybe he was just having a spasm.
He's having a spasm, all right. All right, Cliff, what is it with Kendall?
I'm going to get them all in one real quick. So we can go out there and I want to pet one of those donkeys.
What an ass. You know how this game is played, Cliff, so I'm not going to repeat it.
Hints in search of an answer.
Cliff, she was born on December 28th, 1934. Year of our Lord.
30. Joan Rivers.
No. She has had a career in television, film, and stage spanning 65 years. I feel like I'm announcing her somewhere.
Is that Carol Channing?
No. Cliff, she won the 1990 Tony Award for Best Actress in a Play for Lattis and Lovage.
Oh, I thought that was our accounting firm. Kendall, is that...
That's Love Handles and Lace.
Is it Angela Lansbury?
No, getting
closer.
Warmer.
Is it Seth Hazlitt from Cabot Cove?
Getting colder. So she has won two Academy Awards, winning Best Actress for The Prime of Miss John Brody.
Oh, Miss Jean Brody.
Best Supporting Actress
Maggie Smith.
California Sweet. Yes.
Maggie Smith.
Don't make me go to the one where she was Minerva McGonagall and Harry Potter.
Hello,
now, everybody knows I am the Maggie Smith of this show.
Yes. We all know that.
We all know that.
You're a dame.
Dame okay. Straight.
Cliff, this next one.
Right.
After leaving boarding school, he trained at the American Academy of Dramatic Arts, from which he graduated in 1966.
Oh, Dustin Hoffman.
No.
Hoffman?
No. He owned co-owned a restaurant in South Beach in Miami Beach, Florida, which closed in 2011.
Seth Hazlitt from Cabot Cove.
Nope. Still not that one.
Cabot No.
Cliff, he married actress Rhea Perlman on January 28, 1982.
Danny DeVito, yes!
Danny DeVito, yes! Okay.
Cliff, this
finally, I gotta get this one in one.
I know, this is the last one. Here's how you redeem yourself. The earliest one of these items appeared in the Odyssey, that of Circe, who used it to transform Odysseus' men into wild beasts.
Magic wand.
Yes!
Yes.
Well, hot damn.
Expecto Patronum.
Expecto Patronum.
Not think you were going to get that one, the first one. I had
was
so
that really the first one?
Yes.
Well, what else would you use to transform somebody to a damn beast?
I don't know. Magic disco stick?
Magic. Didn't we all just flash upon Zac Efron when he said disco stick?
No.
Everybody?
We got you a little too excited, though.
A little too excited. I'm so excited. And I just can't hide it. I'm about to lose control. And I think I like it. I like it. Oh, Kendall, what is that over there that you're sitting on? Oh, my God, you've been sitting on a chicken this whole time.
What?
Oh, my God. Now, it's because you've been bucking like that.
The clock.
You know, I used to work at Sears with a guy named Von Kluck.
Oh, Cliff, look, I've laid an egg.
Oh, my God. That's not an egg, Kendall. Come on, get this chicken out of here, guys.
Where is Charles when you need
him? Oh, come here, chicken, chicken, chicken. Here, chicken.
No, that's how you call a chicken.
There he go. He got it. He went right to him.
Well, all right.
You've been going.
That was just when I was eating.
Oh, sorry. That was just your body talk.
And that's terribly sad.
Terribly sad.
But this show has been so much fun and free.
Oh, it's been free.
And that's the best thing in life.
Listeners can't quibble with at least half that statement. Kendall, no act of kindness. Oh, sorry. Kendall.
Cliff.
No act of kindness, no matter how small, is ever wasted. And that was said by Aesop.
Ooh, what a pay-slop with Aesop. Oh, God. I gotta go soon. All these belches right in my face. But money frees you from doing things you dislike. Since I dislike doing nearly everything, money is pretty handy. And that was Groucho Marx.
Groucho.
The Cliff and Kendall of his time.
Kendall, meditate on this one, bitch. Thousands of candles can be lighted from a single candle, and the life of the candle will not be shortened. Happiness never decreases by being shared. And that was said... Huda!
Oh, but Buddha.
Buddha!
It's not candle, it's Kindle.
Candle. The word, yeah, nobody's ever heard the phrase, light candle. Okay. So, I'm Cliff.
And I'm Kendall. Okay. We'll see you here next week.
All right. Oh, this show was about free stuff.
Thanks for listening to Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. Binge listen to more episodes at cliffandkendall.blogspot.com.
The moon belongs to everyone. The best things in life are free.
What a laugh.